Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A nearly three-month investigation into a Sacramento City Council member is complete, and accusations that Councilmember Sean Lalowe does not live in the North Sacramento district he serves, instead in a million-dollar Granite Bay home in neighboring Placer County, has been put to rest in Lalowe's favor. The independent investigation found the Sac City Council member meets residency requirements. So, where do we go from here? Kristen Lamb is CAP Radio's Sacramento government reporter and joins us with that piece of the story. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Vicky.
Okay, so this dates as far back to Councilmember Lalowe's swearing-in ceremony, but this really escalated a few months ago, sparked by an investigation by the Sacramento Bee back in June. So give us a playback of how we got here.
Like you said, some people started questioning if Lalowe lives in District 2 after he took the oath of office in December 2020. On Zoom, there were high ceilings and a fireplace behind him. People said that that didn't seem like a house in District 2, a largely low-income area. And in June, the Sacramento Bee published an article in which neighbors claimed that Lalowe lived at his wife's house in Granite Bay. And online pictures of that house matched the background of where Lalowe swore in. Later that month, Mayor Daryl Steinberg and District 2 residents called for an independent investigation into Lalowe's residency, and he agreed to cooperate a few days later.
You know, CAP Radio has reached out to Councilmember Lalowe since the beginning, and one of our colleagues, Chris Hooks, actually talked to him and interviewed him on one occasion. But what has the council member's response been from the beginning?
Yes, he's maintained that he lives in District 2, specifically in the Hagenwood home that he bought in 2019. And he's also said that he does not live at his wife's Granite Bay house, which she owns separately.
For those who don't live in the city or not even in the district, District 2, remind us about Councilmember Lalowe's background as well as the community that he represents.
So Lalowe is an Iranian immigrant and owns a few Viva supermarket grocery stores. Two of them are in the district he represents. Voters elected him to the city council in November 2020 and to represent District 2, which lies in northeast Sacramento and includes neighborhoods like Old North Sacramento, Hagenwood, Woodlake, and Del Paso Heights. And some residents say the city has underfunded the area for years.
Yeah, and we have done, you know, a series of community reporting at CAP Radio, focusing specifically on North Sacramento. This investigation really stemmed from Mayor Daryl Steinberg. He asked Lalowe to agree to an independent investigation. Why did that take place?
Yeah, so Steinberg asked Lalowe to agree to an investigation to settle questions on whether Lalowe meets legal requirements. And if he didn't agree, Steinberg said that he'd ask the council to vote on starting an investigation. And a group called the District 2 Coalition of Neighborhood Leaders also requested an investigation the same day as Steinberg. And that group includes community, business, and neighborhood association leaders.
At the core of this are residents in District 2 that want an elected official that lives in the district that they serve. So what have residents said during the entirety of this investigation?
Yeah, so since the city announced an independent investigation began in July, residents have been asking for updates. They've said that they just wanted transparency and weren't necessarily, were just looking for the truth, not looking to get him recalled or looking for some particular outcome. But until last week, when the city released the results, the city gave very little information about the investigation or its timeline.
Right. And that changed last week. So with that context and that setup, what were the results of this independent investigation?
So the investigation found that Lalowe lives in the district he represents and meets legal residency requirements. The city released a redacted version of a report by a local attorney, and Melissa Guzman. She determined that Lalowe's Hagenwood home has been his primary residence since March 2019.
And that's in North Sacramento.
Yes. And she said that Lalowe's wife and children have temporarily stayed there, but they live separately in Granite Bay and that Lalowe visits them on the weekend. And Guzman made this determination after interviews and reviewing records, including Lalowe's property tax records, driver's license, car registration, passport app, bank records, and utility bills. She did the investigation between July 18th and September 30th.
Who was the person who conducted this independent investigation?
Yeah, she's a local attorney with her own law firm. She's not affiliated with the city or Lalowe. And the Sacramento city attorney said she didn't release Guzman's name before this to prevent anyone from trying to interfere with the investigation. And a couple of District 2 residents told me that they have full confidence in her work. Here's Daniel Savala, who signed the letter requesting an investigation and is the director of the Del Paso Boulevard Partnership.
I saw the name Melinda Guzman, and I knew that it's a highly qualified and respected attorney who led it. And so we've got no questions for me after that. But again, that's just me. No reason to believe that someone who wasn't qualified didn't conduct this investigation.
Okay, so that's one person. What else did residents in District 2 have to say?
I also spoke with Mina Perez, who runs the nonprofit Vida de Oro Foundation. Now that the investigation is finished, Perez says it's important to move forward.
I believe every single individual in this community should take the approach of talk with him, you know, one-to-one. If you have to air things out, say what you have to say, hear what you need to hear. And then as adults, we need to move forward and go, okay, how am I going to work with this, or can I work with this? And you either have to come to terms with that or not. That's my stance on it. I think each individual needs to make that decision. I can only handle what I am able to do at my corner. And I definitely want to make sure that we move forward to assist the community in the right direction. We cannot keep throwing our personal feelings when it comes to something like this.
Okay, so that brings me to Councilmember Lalowe. Has he spoken publicly since the release of these findings?
So in an email to his constituents, he gave a statement saying he will continue to serve District 2. Here's part of his statement. This review brings to a close a considerably difficult period for me, my family, and my friends. We have many challenges to resolve and many opportunities here in District 2. With these distractions behind us, we can now move forward with restoring our local economy, investing in our commercial corridors, and combating our homelessness crisis. And he didn't respond to my request for an interview.
What are his colleagues on the city council saying, even the mayor?
Council members haven't really commented on the investigation. When I was talking with Vice Mayor Ashby the other day for another story, she passed on commenting on the results. Our coworker, Cap Radio reporter Chris Nichols, got a few preliminary comments from Mayor Steinberg, though, and he told him that he is confident in the independence and thoroughness of the investigation.
Okay, so where do we go from here? Is there like a pin in it? Has this investigation essentially come to an end, or is there more?
Yeah, the city attorney says that's all for this independent investigation, but a state political watchdog agency is still investigating Lalowe. The California Fair Political Practices Commission is looking into whether Lalowe failed to disclose rental income from his Hagenwood home. But the other investigative report that just finished says Lalowe allowed the family of one of his employees to live at the house with him for free. But if the FPPC finds Lalowe violated a law, he could face up to a $5,000 fine per violation.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Sacramento government reporter Kristen Lamb about an investigation which found Sacramento City Council member Sean Lalowe lives in the district he represents, following reporting and accusations that he lived outside the county at a second residence. Okay, Kristen, more broadly, are all city elected officials required to live in the district they serve? I mean, how does this work?
Yeah, so state and city of Sacramento laws require city council members to live in the district they represent. That way, they hopefully understand what it's like to live there and the area's needs. Sacramento, like other cities, does by-district elections for city council members. That's different from places with at-large city council members who represent residents throughout a city. A California government code defines what a primary residence is for local elected officials, like school board members and county supervisors, too.
So what are the consequences if it's found an elected official does not live in the area that they serve and they're required to by law?
Yeah, a few things could and have happened to other elected officials, like in Stanislaus County and the city of Patterson back in 2016. The city council declared a seat vacant. Officials essentially removed council member Cherie Lustgarten from the council. That same year, a Southern California judge sentenced a former Escondido school district trustee to 3 years of probation. He was also charged with 13 felony counts. Resigning from the school board was also part of Jose Fragoso's plea deal.
Going back to Councilmember Loloi, does this independent investigation essentially clearing him answer a lot of the questions that were brought up? Is there confidence behind that? Or are there pieces left out that you wanted an answer to?
Yeah, one of the District 2 residents I spoke with pointed out a couple outstanding concerns. His name is Zach Trowbridge, and he's the vice president of the Hagenwood Community Association. At one point, the Bee reported that Loloi said his family moved to Robla for roughly 5 months. The investigative report, Trowbridge noted, doesn't mention anything about a Robla house. And he added he's also still concerned about the Bee reporting Loloi's neighbors saying they haven't seen him.
It's like, oh man, like I would really hope that my council member would know their neighbors super well, right? Like not just at all of District 2, but like right around their house. Like I wish that the answers to that would have been like, oh yeah, like Sean lives next door. Like we see him all the time, or like we had a beer last weekend, or like any level of community, right? It's just a little concerning to me that it's like, no idea who he is. Like, oh God, that's not good. Like, we got some work to do there.
And this obviously goes beyond a lone city council member. What did you learn through this entire process?
So before coming to Cap Radio at the Modesto Bee, I reported on questions about a Turlock City Council member's residency. So while this process with Sean Loloi started before I began working here, I've knocked on doors before asking if neighbors recognized an official. And here I learned that mayors can request an independent investigation to determine whether a council member lives in their district. In the past, the city attorney essentially told me investigating is the California Attorney General office's job. And to be clear, there is a process for the attorney general to determine if there's enough evidence to remove elected officials from office. Anyone can send what's called a quo warranto application to the Attorney General's office.
A quo warranto. All right. Learned something new today. Finally, Kristen, what do you want listeners to take away about elected positions, residency, and just really the checks and balances that are in place, especially given we have a midterm coming up in just a couple weeks?
Overall, people have a lot of different options to try to hold elected officials accountable. For residency questions, people can petition decision makers like a mayor or contact the state attorney general's office. And with elections coming up, I'd just add that candidates are asking voters to pick them for a job. But elections aren't the be-all and end-all of people's say in local government.
Kristen, thank you so much for sharing your reporting.
Thanks for having me.
Kristen Lamb is Cap Radio's Sacramento government reporter discussing an investigation which found Sacramento City Council member Sean Loloi lives in the district he represents, following months of reporting and accusations that he lived outside the county at a second residence. Up next, gas prices. We certainly feel it, and it is painful. But we're going to spend some time understanding what is going on with the soaring prices Californians have been facing this year. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.